and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of
That's So Bro.
That's So Bro. This is our third episode.
Third? Not fired yet?
Yes, it's
still
our third
going
episode.
Strong.
And we have two fantastic guests with us today. Our first guest is a TV personality. She's an event compere. She's a voice artist and a public speaker.
Short form. She wanted us to introduce her with short form words. So she's a T, Po, Con.
Okay, and her name is Ashinsani Virasing.
Thank you. You can call me Ash.
Ash. Ash works perfectly. And secondly, we have fact check girl, a model, a content creator, and aspiring psychologist.
Yay!
Rochelle De Silva.
Hi, guys. Thank
I like
you.
How we paused at
psychologist. All right. Dating. So basically, we brought these fantastic ladies here to educate the guys about how the dating world works for the ladies. So jumping right into it, what does dating mean to you?
Whoa.
Wait. I have one.
We're jumping right
in. When was the last time you dated?
Been a while.
All right. Now you can answer.
Right. So that being said, what does dating mean to you? And I ask this because nowadays, given context, dating can mean a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
It can be either a very superfluous thing where it doesn't really mean anything. You're seeing someone on the side. You're seeing someone full time. It's a situationship. It's a complicated thing. It's
you
an actual relationship.
You can look at my eyes and speak.
What does dating...
What does Amanda know that I don't?
What does dating mean to you?
All right, that's a very good question. Now I'm just
everything's
thinking.
A good question today.
I'm just thinking because they said we are here to educate boys.
Let's just put us in like a really hot seat.
Know.
Like,
but yeah,
this is a discussion. I'm just letting you know.
All right, so let me tell you, dating from my perspective, I think the moment someone says, you know, I'm going to take you on a date, the first thing that comes into my mind is, you know, to dress up cute and to go on a date for a coffee. You know, I'm being picked up and, you know, to go on a nice date. To a restaurant or a coffee shop to have dinner or have a nice conversation across the table and, you know, take things forward from there, you know, that's dating in my head. But when you say how far I could see out of a date is I would date someone with the perspective of marrying at one point, you know, because, you know, I do not
it's
want to
it's that time
waste
of the year.
No, what she's saying is you date to marry.
Date to marry.
Because she's in that spectrum of age.
I am probably.
Tick tock.
Eh?
No.
Date to marry.
Probably because you could call me traditional, but then I think it's just in my system where I cannot just play the fool, or I do not want to play the fool. But as much as I would say that, I've been on different kinds of dates, and also, you know, I'm still not married.
Right.
I mean,
but that's a very, I would say, commendable outlook on dating. I mean,
yeah.
That's,
you know what
that's
I mean? Where in movies you show, you know, you have a nice glass of wine across the table and then you come home and
so
do
rich.
It down.
It's a French restaurant.
And then you call your girls up and be like, so?
Yeah, like I dance in the rain.
Oh yeah, Resh can't dance in the rain.
Right.
She dissolves. It's a Wizard of Oz problem.
To give context to
yes, okay, guys.
Rochelle is very, very scared of rain.
I'm not
in that,
scared.
Rochelle is scared of rain before it rains and after it rains also.
Are you serious?
Okay, no, listen. Okay,
everything
this is,
in this podcast
this is my logic.
Serious.
If I get wet, if I get wet in the rain, I just get really sick.
So
that
she
is
does.
All.
So.
But I think that is very...
That's so bro.
That is...
Good girl, there we go. One mark to her.
But I feel like that is what it is, right? That is what dating is, to test compatibility with another person and to see if that person can actually vibe with you on all spectrums in terms of like whatever ideologies you have, whatever like ideas for the future, and to see how you can grow together. I feel like for me, since like I'm much younger and I don't particularly date I'm not saying that as like a snob to anyone or anything.
Out on me?
No.
I'll turn you down.
But, oh yeah, because he's married.
how does that help?
But then I date to see how I can gain introspection into how I can show up for another person and show up in a romantic relationship. I think it is... an interesting dynamic when you learn between how someone reacts to a situation and how you can navigate through that. I think that's what's interesting for me, and I really like seeing other aspects of my personality shine through, because I feel like the right person does highlight certain aspects of your personality. And I think like exploring is what I go in, that's the mindset I go in with.
When I like how she used testing the compatibility. You know, I've just only had one date and be like, you, I don't want to see you again. Yeah. Sort of situation.
Right?
Oh, fantastic. That's a great point.
In the middle of conversation, I'm just thinking, like, big mistake. I just want to go home.
Absolutely.
So do you want to like go for drinks afterwards? No, honey, just drop me home.
Yeah. Or, so if I date a guy, sometimes I test them to see if they're actually...
dating.
Yeah, charismatic, or they think that they are the gentleman. So I wait for them to see, okay, are they going to open my door? Okay, you open my door on the first date. Obviously, first impressions, right?
Right.
But then consistently, I go and see if on more dates we have, if it's just a thing to just get me,
right,
or if they are actually gentlemen and have been trained, not trained right, are just brought up right.
Amanda, how many doors have you opened?
I open all doors.
Really?
Yeah. This guy has like opens doors for everyone, and it's so nice.
So you're trying to date everyone?
That's the plan.
That's the thing, right?
It's not about dating.
Exactly.
It's not about dating.
Exactly. That's what I've learned from him, because now, like, watching how he interacts with people, with women especially, he opens doors for everyone. He pulls chairs for everyone. He picks up the bags for anyone. And usually, when I have watched men do that, I always think of it as an ulterior motive. But then I'm like, no, this is how men like show up. This is how they have to,
they've been brought up right by
parents. And it's like a standard, you know, like.
Thank you.
Everybody's so I'm definitely learning.
I'm such a great gentleman. Yeah. But that's the thing, right? So I think that also comes back down to like when we were young, my mom.
We still are.
When I was yesterday years old, my mom and my sister were very particular about how we treated women, right? And I think either Ammi or Ki taught me the line that every girl is a princess, and that's how you should treat them. So doors need to be open. But see, man, the funny thing there is I've never seen my dad tell my sister how to treat a guy.
Damn. Okay. That is so true.
So when girls say, you know what, the bare minimum, therefore, should be you should open the door, pull out a chair, and all that kind of thing. What is the bare minimum for a girl?
True. What is actually? What do you expect?
Yosha?
Well, I heard a lot of things that Rishal just said, and I have so many comments. After the podcast, I will talk to you about so many things which I don't want to say now.
Right.
All the doors you opened. All the bags you picked. Yeah. Yeah, so a bare minimum when it comes to a lady, that's a good point, because it's always expected men do this.
Wait, before we go into that, I would like to know the boys' perspective of, you know, what is your perspective of dating?
Yeah. Amanda, what was the last time you dated?
Yesterday.
Yeah, probably like last week or something. I've gone on a date.
No, dating.
I think dating, gentlemen, my view right now is the complete opposite of yours. My view right now would be a more try to live in the moment sort of situation. Mm-hmm. Because I don't feel that I'm in a place in life where I do want to settle down.
Right.
And there's this, maybe there could be something wrong with me, but I feel that there's an internal voice that says, if you are planning for something long term, when you really have no actual plans for long term, then you're wasting this person's time.
True.
Right. So then I would rather not do that. Mm-hmm. So when I do have to date somebody, I tell upfront, look, man, this is my idea. Mm-hmm. This is what I want to do. Are you okay with that? And if she says, oh, yeah, sure, then, yeah, it's a very short-term thing, but it's a very live-in-the-moment sort of situation. And
but I like how you communicate that.
Yeah.
Because not many do that.
I have a question to ask. This is something that I've read extensively about. It could be wrong because it's not what I believe in. It's something I've read. I'm going to bring it out. Let's see what you say about that. Okay. You said that you are not ready to settle your... still going through stuff, you're still figuring it out.
Right.
She said that she's ready to settle, and you are more or less the you're dating to marry.
If I date, I would
you're expecting,
like I said, I've been single for 1 year, and you know, not that
I understand.
People haven't asked out, but it's just that I am now not ready to settle because of that. I'm not ready.
You're looking for the it person to date. Like, you want to date that.
As of now, I know I'm not ready to settle.
All right.
I mean, at least this period, I'm in a career transformation and all of that. Because of that, I do not want to put someone else in trouble. And because of that, I haven't been open to dating.
Right. But in case you are to date, you are dating to marry.
For sure. I think.
You are dating to live for the moment.
Yes.
Right. So there's this study. I cannot remember who did it, but I read it a couple. I think I discussed with you something. The reason that women see it this way and the men see it this way is, one is, unfortunately, women, it's a social concept, not mine. Women have a clock. Don't cancel me.
Biological clock.
So that is forced upon by your family, like your parents. You know,
right.
Like your friends, you see your friends getting married, having kids, and that pressure comes onto you, right? I'm not saying that. It's part of this study. Dudes, on the other hand, we don't get that pressure that much. Like, my friend's getting married, he can't hang out with us, he's lost, kind of a thing. But also, as the man gets older, right, he gets more experience. His value as a person in society also increases. If he's a good person, if he's a good man. Not all men. I won't say all men.
Yeah.
Some men just crash and burn. Meanwhile, there are some men who, as they get older, they keep progressing. Like, each age is a level up. And they see themselves getting better and better and better. Meanwhile, again, not me, social, this is that part of the study, don't cancel me. They see that the woman, as the age increases, that value that is there, which the man is increasing. You may go up your career, you may start earning, you may become a contributing society, but the value you bring into the relationship may become
compromised.
That again, study, not me. I'll find that.
Did you do this study, Yashan?
No, a friend of mine.
Let's discuss this. Actually, what you're saying.
So then, that's why. Sorry, mom.
The rest of us put our phones on airplane mode.
He said to put your plane on airplane mode.
I never said. She did.
I said.
What if she gets that important call?
Oh yeah, fair enough.
So now the question is it because of that that he sees it in this way? And you see it in a different way? Or is it something totally different? Is this study wrong? Or is there some truth to it?
Okay, I would start by saying there's some truth to it. But I would put it in the biological clock format. Not really the society clock, where the parents are pressuring you.
Don't you feel that pressure though?
Actually, no. Surprisingly, my parents have been very supportive. And literally a few months ago, my parents agreed for a living together relationship as well, whereas now they joke about, you know, you took permission, but you're still single. let me give some context to that as well, because you know my career, and with that I cannot just go on fancy dates as much as I would love to and get to know a person, right? I got to understand that I want to, since I'm dating to marry, I got to kind of go into a staying relationship or know the person a little deeper to understand, oh, I'm now ready to, you know, look at his face every morning. Not his face.
You can do that if you follow me on Instagram and TikTok.
Right. Deeper.
So I need to understand that I'm very sure that I'm okay to wake up to this face every morning for the rest of my life. I cannot do that if I just go on fancy dates and figure out...
No, you're okay. Okay. And figure out.
whether I cannot figure out whether I want to live with this person, because things have gone wrong in life where I also have dated and also been very close in life and on and off living together, sort of. But things have gone wrong and it still hasn't worked, meaning I got to pay a lot more attention to a guy and associate a little closer and also compromise certain things to understand I am ready to compromise these things. Are you ready to compromise these things and, you know, work this out as a relationship? Because what is marriage? I mean,
government watching,
yeah, a signature. Absolutely. And a bunch of taxes coming along.
Absolutely.
But
also not an easy way out. If you watch the first episode, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, probably. So exactly. So without a signature, without this so-called it's time to marry and, you know, get yourself papers to sign and all of that, if you can actually work out a relationship by living together and getting to know each other a little better for about 2+ years, you would know, oh, I am in the right relationship.
Absolutely.
So then in that case, who's this society who's pressuring you I have a beautiful saying where I saw on Instagram once where.
So it's not your saying.
No, it's not mine.
You started like as if it was your saying. No, I have a beautiful saying.
I saw on Instagram with the follow up where it said, society tells you, be yourself. And when we be ourselves, society themselves tell you, no, not that way.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right? And that was really deep for me to understand. Yeah, they tell you, okay, it's time to marry, and wherever we go now, oh, it's high time you get married, all your friends are married. Yeah, they're married. But now coming back to what you said, I would put that into a biological clock to say girls do have a biological clock. Our bodies change, our hormones change, so we got to understand. But I think it's smart to make a move. You never know what the right time is, so then make a decision when you are really ready.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I think the living with your partner is way more, I don't know, it just makes more sense for how we function in our current state of the economy, in life, and how we choose partners as well. Because I think people fluctuate, people are subjected to change. And before you put a ring on it, if you can handle those changes and mold with your partner and grow with them, then yeah, you know your stuff. And obviously it takes time. It depends on the individual, right? But I believe that, I think that just makes so much sense. Also, your parents are fantastic.
No, I had to sit down and have this conversation because last November when my father, like the whole family was in the table having dinner, and my father brought up the concept of, you know, now that your brother is also married, I would love to see you getting on tour and, you know, this nice wedding. I said, you know, as much as you say, I would also love it. As much as I would also love it, it's just that I cannot just find someone. Absolutely. Definitely proposals won't work.
Absolutely.
So my parents really cannot help me there. And I got to associate someone and understand, because my career has some, you know, and it comes, the public figure, it just comes in a plate. Right. So someone needs to take it, accept it right, and treat it right.
Absolutely.
We're not trying to be celebrities, famous, but it's just that being a computer TV personality, it just comes on a plate. You got to accept it at one point. But if you just did, okay, I'll just take my example itself. Imagine I computer at events and I come home late, and next day early morning I'll have another shoot. But if I'm just having a boyfriend, you know, who lives in another house, I just have to text him and say, okay, you know what, this is the time I finished. And he would say, okay, baby, when you come home, just call me so that I know you're home. But imagine when he's actually at home, he knows it. But if he's someone who gets pissed off when I come in the middle of the night, or if I wake up early morning and if I don't really make him breakfast and leave, you know, what are the circumstances? Because while he's living in another house, his mom or someone would be still doing that for him.
Absolutely.
So is he really ready to get into that relationship where it's okay for you to wake up early morning and go for a shoot? I can make my coffee.
Absolutely.
I know, I would do that every day, but then there would be certain days that I wouldn't be able to do. So
yeah.
are you like able to balance it out with me?
So now my question became an argument about living together?
No, I don't think so.
So like you said, boys can actually wait for a long time. Does not mean girls can't. Only thing is, we do have a biological clock, because if we want to be mothers, we got to think about it a little serious.
Yeah.
Because after 35, I mean, now I know I've already passed the age to become a young mom. Because when my kids grow up...
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, because when my kids... I am 27 only. But when my mother was 26, she had two kids. And one kid was already 4 years old.
Right.
Right? And because of that, Mike, the connection... What are you laughing at?
You are so young.
I am young.
Yeah.
No, I thought like... I thought you...
No, Mike, but I am...
What
I'm
are you
going,
talking about?
I am foregoing on the opportunity of being
a young mom. Yeah, no, I
understand. That's what I'm saying. Because, you know, I can't be a mom tomorrow. I mean, I...
I mean, if the right man shows up.
Yeah, because now I do not see myself getting married before 30.
Not so.
Right. Because I got to take my time. At least I need to date someone and, you know, get to know them for about 2-3 plus years.
Fellows,
yeah,
so
what are you doing?
Because my mom had
single.
Two kids by 26. Right now, the age gap is a little less. And my mom and I are just best friends. And she's still active and running. My parents are very active and running. But imagine us getting married in 35 when our kids are 25. How old will we be?
I mean, you'll be dead.
Not really.
No.
Not really. But the times will change a lot.
Yeah.
At least now my parents can understand, oh, podcast, you're going for a podcast. I understand what podcast is and how you function there. And I understand living together and all of that. By the time our kids grow up, I mean, what sort of things would happen? We never know.
I'm never going to understand anything my kid follows.
So just a scenario.
Hmm? What do you guys think? What's your perspective?
My perspective is your 20.
Perspective is the word of the day.
You're 27 and you still have time. Don't worry.
Exactly.
I thought you were 35.
Yeah. I might look so because my maturity is a little higher.
Sure, maturity.
So that's what I said. So marry when you're ready.
Yeah. You because have a ton of time.
Yeah. As much as there's a biological clock. I'm not talking about society clock. I'm talking about biological clock. As much as we have
I that. Understand that society clock has not affected you. Mm. But I feel like it affects a lot of girls out there.
Yes. No,
fair enough.
Yes. I think that you are looking at it in a very positive way.
I am.
But I have personal friends, lady friends, and also within the family, who was affected severely by this pressure.
True.
Even after they got married, the pressure to have kids was so much that it could bring depression onto the... Like, the social pressure is something that people... especially in brown culture, it's very strong. I have seen it. It doesn't affect us much, guys. I feel it affects the girls a lot. You have a very positive outlook, and I hope all the ladies who are listening to us takes her, you know, her inspiration.
But my parents actually make fun out of it because I actually sat down very seriously and had this conversation and even and said, you know, y'all have to be okay with me at one point when I find a guy that I will be going into a living together relationship.
Yeah.
And now my father just jokes about it saying, you know, Chudidu, you actually took permission. You still don't have anyone. You live alone. You're strong, independent, and all. Then you have your own house. You have your own car. But then you know you even took permission to live together.
I think the fact that you actually had that conversation with your parents.
Yeah.
Because generally what we do is your parents will come in and say, "I expect this of you," and then you will fight as opposed to seeing eye to eye and look. This is the situation. Absolutely. This is why I can't do it. Yeah.
What about you, Amanda? We didn't get your perspective about it.
My thing is, I still get the pressure. So I know that even though my mom doesn't bring it up, deep down inside, I think it is that as they now are transcending from parent to that age of grandparent, they expect that grandchild to be running up and down. Mm-mm. And when they see it, when they see their friends experiencing that and they can't experience that through us, they get kind of upset. And no amount of cats in the world and dogs in the world is going to fill that void.
Yeah.
And that is something, like you said, I mean, it is that given where we live and the jobs we do, some things just don't make sense enough for us.
I can help you with that. I can send Yara's diapers.
I'm completely fine.
It is auntie a choice. Yes. Yeah, auntie. She'd be like, Buddha, don't have kids.
It is by choice. So I think on that front, dude, it is also something that Like you said, at the end of the day, I would love to. Mm. But again, finding the right person and all that settling down. So.
That, again, no offense on people who have got married in their early 20s and all of that. Because some, like I said, since the pressure comes into girls, I think you would also agree. Some choose the path of, you know, getting married early, having kids and being young parents and being active with their children and all of that. Whereas they forego the fact of, you know, being... A career strong person. Career Absolutely. Perspective has been foregone. And for us, the other set of women now who we have chosen the career and profession and we have prioritized that because we know we see something bigger in life.
Right.
Goals and dreams have taken a huge place. But do we miss being in relation, like lovey-dovey relationships, getting married and having kids? Of course I do.
Right.
That loneliness does kick in.
I love that you address that because I think like, that is the one conversation that takes over women and the feminists take over and non-feminists. And there's that whole conversation. And I love that you addressed that so beautifully as well. Because like she said, yes, I am a career-driven person, but also like I do miss the... Yeah.
But I've seen some women in powerful positions who are successfully running families and having kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, it's not impossible.
When you meet that right partner.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right partner, time management from both sides, you know. Yes.
Understanding.
So
I still have hope, but yeah.
You have tons of hope. No, you are talking like you're going to die tomorrow.
And with the publishing of this episode,
no,
it's like she's going
to... I have hopes. Okay, I know about myself. But hopes about having that perfect, not the perfect, but the supportive near partner, perfect. Near perfect partner who could really support me. Because I know I'm also a woman who will support the career of my man.
Right. What if he's a house husband? House husbands?
House husbands?
Leave. 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 You have no chance. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
No, it house won't husband. Work because, Cheek. You know, first day or first conversation itself,
house
I will...
Tamusha, house husband, can I get noted? Oh, palaya.
No, from the first conversation itself, I would understand. I'm a goal-oriented personality, and I need a goal-oriented personality.
Absolutely,
right. Does not have to be
but
a public figure at all.
House husband, clean the kitchen.
No, I do that. But the thing is,
with the career,
I do that. But I mean, I live alone.
What
right
a time! Working men, you want your kitchen clean, and
a woman
who support your career.
To be honest, that's my therapy. I finish events, and even sometimes with my makeup on, I just take my clothes off and come into comfy clothes. I clean the whole house, you know, Makundal Kalala, like do this and that and everything.
You can reach the Makundal.
What?
Nothing.
There's something called, you know.
What's it called?
Sahonda Bennett.
There's something called?
I took the bullet for you. I said it. It's called the Honda Bennett.
You're a Honda Bennett.
Honda Bennett?
So,
what?
How was school?
Yeah.
How was your school life when it comes in terms of dating? Was it like something you had a great experience or it never happened or how
it was fun.
So something happened.
Yes. So I went to two schools. First one was a girls' Catholic convent where with all the rules and regulations.
You
like,
went to a boys' school after, didn't you?
Mixed school.
Girls!
Okay, so I went to Sacred Heart Convent Gaul because my hometown is Gaul. And then it was a Catholic girls' convent and all that. All the discipline came from there. And
Kenzie.
Thank you. And then I went to Lyceum International. Okay, good.
No way! So
did you. Oh my gosh!
Oh, really? You're a Lyceumite?
You see that face?
Okay, so I went to Lyceum International School, Nugegura.
Shut up.
Which house?
Cygnus. I was a Cygnus house.
Don't make stuff. Okay. Only third episode.
We're swans.
Can you pick my pen?
Oh, we're okay, swans. Sure. Okay.
Games captain.
Oh, I was a deputy house captain.
Under.
All
right. Which year?
At 2014. Ah, no, actually, no. I entered school in 2013-14 year. 13-14 year.
Okay, continue your...
And so when I was 17 years old is when I actually fell in love, my first love in school.
You know it's against school rules.
Yeah, I was also
No one cares.
Yeah,
I was also a prefect.
Oh, there you go. My guy, she made the rules and broke the rules.
She is my kind of girl. Yes.
Okay, I have never been public about this.
It's okay.
Tell me the guy was from Cygnus at least.
No, he was from Cetus.
Cheaters. Continue.
Okay. I'm afraid that I'll bring his name, but I can't. Okay.
We'll give him a different name.
Sarath.
Tilaka Vadrana.
You can't even say it. You couldn't say the name. You made up. Yeah.
Right. So this guy happened. I would just call him DP. Initials.
Oh my lord.
DP?
DP.
DP because something he did.
No.
Initials.
Right?
Oh gosh. that was my very first love. And that
not
is where
your
you...
mom or dad said.
I mean, we're talking about dating and
love. That love. Oh, okay.
Okay.
The lusty love.
Yeah, okay. So
relationships were you in school, man?
Bruh.
And I do not think that I had any pressure being in my first love because you did not have the external pressures coming in. You did not know any society, you know, what it's like. And this understanding, anything, you know, it was never in between because you meet him at school every day.
Right.
And trust was anyway there. But at that point also, he was a public figure. He was an actor in this, that, and so I was very supportive and understanding in all aspects. But yeah, it was lovely time.
All you ladies out there who are very good at Instagram, DP and a public figure, 2014, Lyceum International, Cetus. Go, do your research. Tell me also.
Oh, no, he's actually married now.
He's married also. More information.
That's the research.
Oh.
All you ladies out there, detectives on Instagram, go. Do it.
Right.
DP.
Yes. Yeah.
What about you, Rush? How was the dating life for you in school?
So, similarly to her, I went to a convent and then I went to a mixed school.
Ooh.
Why is this mixed school thing such a...
Because when you're in a convent, you're not allowed to look at boys, right?
That's why you went to a mixed school?
No.
To look at boys. Different
Her parents are like, Dua, you are becoming uncontrollable at home. We need to send you to boys.
No, but...
What BDSM shit was that?
But what I mean is, when you're in a convent, there's a certain grooming that happens in a convent. And I was a really good girl, so I never looked at boys. I never, like, found any, like, love interest. When I switched to CIS, it was the same. Like, I was the friendly girl. I was friends with everyone. But there was this guy that I liked in my final year of my A-levels. How I met him was that I was doing my work in this random table in the corridor, and he came and sat down, and we talked, and we were talking about music, and he was like, I have this eclectic taste in music. And I was like, bruh, I have the same taste in music. And he's like, let me. Yeah, he's like,
I love
she's like the sensor button. Yeah. That's up, bro. But he was like, let me share my statistic maths playlist. And I was like, let me share my literature writing playlist with you.
Are these euphemisms or something else?
No. They're quite literal. They are quite literal.
Are these the two most boring people in the world?
No. Just listen. Okay, listen, guys. Okay, I have this story, okay? And then he ended up like texting me saying, I miss you. And I was like, that's it. When I was studying, I was thinking of him. I don't know where. My imagination just runs so far. We were all getting married. So I wrote a letter to him on the last day of school, and I plucked a little flower from the podium, and I went and I found him and I gave it to him. By the way, this guy ghosted me after saying I miss you, okay? But still, my dumbass didn't get it. So I was like, this man needs to know my feelings. And I gave it to him, and he's like, hi, I'm leaving for Korea tomorrow. I was like, that's okay. Just read this and give me your answer. Oh, wait.
Did he reply in Korean?
No.
Not even Korean anyway?
No.
Damn, he must be learning the language.
Man fell off the planet of the earth.
So in my case also, I never got punished because we got caught a few times. Whereas his mother was also a teacher. Came as a teacher to the school. That was the interesting part.
Teacher in the school.
And, the ones who went to Lyceum wouldn't even know the story. But then,
if you're from Lyceum, please comment. I really need to know.
2014. No, he's married. Please don't ruin marriages.
Find the wife also. Get her involved.
Stalk responsibly.
Tell her to watch this episode.
And he was given, that's a bro. He was given detention. I was not.
Oh, that's enough.
What?
And Principal spoke to me and said...
this is regarding the relationship.
Yes. You're a prefect and you're a house captain, and, you know, I was also traffic warden. Like, who does this?
I was also traffic warden.
And I was a head warden.
Oh my god.
I was at the top of the road where the Arlians
same way. Same. And then... so then I'm going to give... just about to say his name. Woo! I'm going to give him detention so that, you know, you all take a break.
you were going to give him detention?
All right.
The principal gave him detention.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, but then some of the nicest memories. I mean, first time is always nice to remember because there's no pressure.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not real love also when you...
But I also feel like your first proper relationship has such a deep, like, eye-opening instance where you just like learn so many things about yourself, about romance.
I'm not sure.
Oh,
I think
did you learn nothing?
Did you?
I think for me it was like, just romance serious. And realizing that I am straight and I
you had that too?
I mean, because we went to convents before, right? Because and then it was realizing that I have this lovey-dovey girl inside me, and you know, you feel butterflies in your stomach, and you come to school, you have a reason to come to school. And someone to call you beautiful and all that.
Yes.
And I was a swimmer, and he was a karate kid. So the karate was upstairs, and he would just like peep in and watch me swim at the swimming pool. And you know, it was fun. I have done a lot of notorious things.
I think I know who the guy is.
Oh wow. Okay.
Hi, Habibis.
Otto Onan.
ලා මකලෝකේ අරගෙන ඩුබායි වලට එනවා
මේ 12වව සහතට ඌද්මෙතයිගේ තමයි අපේ පර්ෆෝමන්ස් එක තියෙන්නේ
අල් නසාර් ලෙෂර් ලෑන්ඩ් එකේ හවස 4 තමයි පටන් ගන්නෙ ඉතින් ඔයාලට ටිකට්ස් ගන්න පුළුවන් මේ දාන ෆ්ලයර් එකේ සහ අපේ Facebook page එකේ ස්පෙෂලි හසලගා අයියාගේ මගේ රවිදු අමේන්ද්‍ර ගිහිල්ලා ඉවරලා අපි ෆ්ලයි එක දාලා තියෙනවා. රමේෂ්, තුලා, සංජීව එයාලගේ නම්බර්ස් දාලා තියෙනවා. ඒවට කතා කරලා WhatsApp කරලා ටිකට් බුක් කරගන්න පුළුවන්.
රමේෂ් කියන්නේ හොඳ කොමඩියන් කෙනෙක්. තව සමහරට රමේෂ්ට කතා කළාම ආයි කොමඩියක් බලන්න ඕනේ නැහැ කියලා
හිතෙන්න පුළුවන්. අපි උනා ඩුබායි එන ඉඳ අඩුවතරමේ අපි බලනවත් එන්න.
රමේෂ් විතරක් බලන්න අතර වෙන්න
එපා. එපා. රමේෂ්ට කතා කරලා විතරක් අතර වෙන්න එපා.
අපි බලන්න එන්න.
සා මේ දවස්වල වැස්සත් වහිනවලු කියලා ආරංචි ඩුබායි.
ඔය අපි එන ඉඳන්.
ඔව්. වැස්සයි හසයි කියන්නේ දෙකක් නෙමෙයි එකක්.
යන්න තැනක වහිනවා.
යන්න තැන වහිනවා.
ඉතින් එන්න මේ මැයි 12 අපව කියන්න මැයි 12. හවස 7ට.
හවස 7ට.
මේ දාගෙන ඉරිද දවසක්
නේ. ඉරිද දවසක්. ඉරිද දවසක්.
උද්මෙතයිගේ
අල් නසාර් ලෙෂලෑන්ඩ් එකේ.
අල්නසල් ලෙෂර්ලෑන්ඩ් එකේ උද්මේතා එකේ තමයි ඒක තමයි හෝල් එක නේද?
හෝල් එක.
එතන තමයි වැඩේ තියෙන්නේ. එහෙනම් එදාට එන්නකො මේ වැලි වැලි විසි වෙන්න hina වෙන්න.
hina වෙන්න පුළුවන්. වැලි කාලා විසි වෙන්න hina වෙන්න පුළුවන්. එහෙනම් අපි එදාට හම් වෙනකම් ලා
මක්ලෝ
කේ
අමන්දා මම shoot this question to you. School.
Yes. I think I gave too much of information.
No? Dating life.
My I think Yoshana actually spoke about this when we first started on our first episode itself. Relationships to me was quite a weird thing because I was
in school
because I was an introvert dude. Like I didn't know the people from my own class. I'm not going to go and talk to a girl. Girls kind of scared me back then.
Do we now?
No. I just find it annoying. Girls, I think back then,
that's called evolution.
I think it was because there was so much pressure into being like talking to girls and all that, that I just thought, okay, so that's what the cool kids do.
Yeah.
I don't fit in with that, so I won't really do it. Mm-hmm. But I think like Resh said, the first relationship, I was planning to go to the ends of the earth for that woman, right? Because that was the first time you feel like all these emotions just flooding out of you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So to me, it was a very real, and at the same time when it broke off, it was such an emotional heartbreak thing that it just took.
Yeah.
But again, like you said, because there was no expectation out of it, at least externally, it felt pretty free. Like you can come and do what you want to do. But then given we were two different schools, I didn't get them punished and give them punished.
I never did.
She wasn't watching me doing nothing in the back of the class. But I think because there was, again, no expectations, there was no clock, there was no pressure outside of A-levels.
You even go to the level of putting your baby's names, like names for the babies. Oh, I have done that.
Yeah.
I mean, that name is so beautiful, I might actually put that name.
Don't put it out.
I won't put it out now because my son will be probably named after.
Ayan.
No.
Yoshi, you were a hot boy, no? You were the popular boy, Mr. Traffic Warden.
Yoshan was an athlete.
Traffic Warden.
Athlete?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, first love was something that led me to a very destructive path, self-destructive path. It didn't go well, and occasionally I had some good experiences. I dated, but the first thing that happened to me wasn't great. I really had a very self-destructive, but I had to go for some additional help. There was a lot of incidents that happened.
Your first love sent you therapy.
Yeah.
My God.
That, I feel like that is the name of a podcast that should be My First Class Sent Me Therapy.
That is so bro.
That is the title. All right. Keep going, Yash.
And, but even though with all that happening, I did meet some girls who helped me along the way to find myself. So I had some good memories with them. But also,
it was a subtle way of putting, I did find girls to put me on the right
track. Yeah, I thought we were talking about one person.
No, like, the class. While that was happening, you know, I found my support system.
Right.
Damn.
Okay.
I don't know what you were
what
taking.
What a stunner.
Oh, God.
Stunt cool.
Yeah. But then traffic also, in our school, we had this culture where if you talk to a girl, automatically you're dating them. Mm-mm. I don't know. If
actually, the protocols would be behind you.
Yeah.
Actually, I would like to say that little thing extends far beyond the classroom.
What little
thing? It extends, or if you speak to like a guy.
Yeah, yeah. But it was very strong when we were in school. Like it was so strong, like to the point where I lost a lot of friends because the rumors spread, and you know, like stories would go back to my home, and you know, it was really bad. We had this one protocol: two guys who were really after me, so things got really bad. So there was
your name after a color.
The color of your shirt.
Right.
There's an inside joke there. All right.
What's the next question?
If you're from Lyceum, you know.
If you know, you know.
We have a protocol after this color.
My.
Sir, please.
All right, right. So given that we've all had some of our extensive first dates and first relationships, what, and I hate this question, dude. My thing is this. What have you learned are your dating icks? Like the deal breakers. Like, you know, when you go on a date, right? And the first, there are some telltale signs where you're like, what are those?
What are those? I'm not actually to replay that.
Let's go first.
All right.
Yeah, let's go.
What are your dating
icks? Okay.
Ladies
first. My icks are someone that isn't passionate or isn't driven. So they need to have like a plan for their future and works for that. No, I don't like, second, I don't like someone who says that they're going to do something and don't follow through. I feel like that is just giving people false expectations, because I'm the type of person who will support someone. I need you to know that you are going to put in the work in and I will support you no matter what. On like the hardest days, I will be your champion. So if I'm going to invest in someone, I need to know they're going to invest in themselves as well. It's a bit weird, okay? But like, one of the things that kind of ugh me out is when guys don't cut their nails.
Gross.
Guys, please cut your nails. I don't know what y'all are doing. Please cut your nails.
I've never thought about it, but yeah, I think all the guys have need to probably.
You two should date the same man. You two are describing the same man. You know, she's like, she doesn't want a house husband. She wants someone with goals. Ah.
Same.
So, yeah.
I think that for me are same.
Who saw that coming?
And I think you need to have dated someone aimless to understand the importance of someone with
damn,
a goal.
You aimless
and
guys, also, you have hope.
And
aimless
also
guys.
Now it's about, we've come to that point of life that we have dated a few, so that we have standards. Okay, he is up here and he is here.
Yeah.
So anyone who comes in between, we're like, okay, you're more towards this
one.
Like, no. Okay, if you're more towards that one, okay, maybe. But if you can pass that bar, yes.
Yeah.
So I would also say, you know, if someone says, right now I'm at a stage in my life, like I said, I'm very settled as an individual. I'm very settled. I live alone. I have my own. I'm renting my own place out, and I have my car and all that. So what's next would be, I'm upgrading in my career for sure. But then life-wise, what's next is definitely settling down with the boy. Okay. But in order to do that, so people who reach out, sometimes they really do not know their worth. And I'm just like, how dare you ask me out? Where do you think I stand in this formula?
You mean his self-confidence? Their worth? What do you mean by that?
No, it's like, you need, as a guy, I would love it if you understand yourself a little better. Then you know you can get her, or you're there to have her or not. Because we also have, you know,
so you should, like, you should believe that he's in your league.
That's right.
Okay.
Because if not, someone like me who is, you know, we can manage, we're boss ladies and all of that. So, but when we come home, I am not.
Absolutely.
I do not know how many people would believe me saying this, but, you know, ask my exes and my parents probably.
Let me call them. Hello, ex. Yeah, not a boss lady. I can't believe that.
No, not a boss lady at home. When I come home and shut
boss
the door,
baby.
I become a
boss baby.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like a baby, princess and all of that. I do not, when I come home, I do not want to make the decisions of what are we eating, where are we going. I'd like those decisions to be made already.
Wait. Yes.
Right?
I just took a breath.
I do not like to make such decisions. And I like to be said, I mean, not, I wouldn't say control, but I need somebody who can handle me right. But
like an anchor to you.
So many jokes.
Can like anchor to you, yeah.
Handle me right.
Take it right, yo. Okay.
Take it in right, yo. Handle me right, yo. DP.
No. Ew. Ew.
I'm way past that. I'll never go back to that. Yeah. So it's not the person again, it's the first love memories that I share.
But I have a question. When you say someone who believes is in your league, is it because of his financial stability, his appearance?
Everything. Now everything comes into place, because now we're at an age where we are settled.
So
if
then
I can
this
take
everything, what is it?
Like I said, I'm financially stable.
I'm talking about the guy, not you.
Okay, so for to date me, to have the courage to come and ask me out and to at least have an idea of dating me, you need to be financially stable.
Okay. Financially stable. Okay. What else?
I won't say you should be ideally earning more than me, at least somewhere.
Okay. Independence. Financial independence.
Financial independence.
At least 5 zeros. 6 zeros.
It doesn't matter. Just someone who can support themselves.
Broke men, you have a chance. Rich men, you have a chance.
It's not about
no,
me.
No,
it's
no.
It's that, you know, I cannot be doing it every day because yeah. I, of course, have plans to, you know, retire early. Understood. 30s and have my own family, stay at home, mom, to look after my kids, sort of a plan. So in order for me to do that, I need a strong man who's goal-oriented so that I can push him to go better.
So,
but imagine someone who comes on a date. Sorry.
No, I want to know the list. Financially stable, strong man.
Lovey-dovey.
Understanding.
Trust and communication.
Communication.
Plus.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry. Situations where they do not communicate.
We love guys who communicate. But also, to add to that list, guys who can emotionally regulate themselves.
What does that mean?
So, I met this guy. And he would have days where he would have really rough days.
Right.
But he would let me know that he had a rough day. And he would be like, I'm going to take this time for myself. And he would, like, I can tell his energy was off. I can tell, like, I would show up as myself, but I could tell, like, something was off. So I would be like, okay, I'm going to give you this time. Next day, he does not hold that anger. He doesn't hold that frustration. He deals with it, and then he shows up as he usually is. Mm-hmm. I think that is so interesting for a man to be so mature and to understand how to take care of their emotional well-being instead of me having to do that, because as humans we all have an emotional battery that runs, and when it hits what is the word when you aren't empathetic anymore?
Cold.
Heartless.
Stoic. Cool.
No, stoic is a philosophy, but I guess it comes off as being heartless.
Oh, mechanical.
Heartless.
Apathetic. You are right. Apathetic. Mm-hmm. Then they start saying, you know, you're not the person you were that I went in the relationship with. I needed someone to support me. I thought you were empathetic. Mm-hmm. No, you need to learn how to handle your own shit. Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
So, I think, that's so true. But also the other part about is where my friends have situations where they not really open with the vibes. It's like this. For me, if you cannot make me your best friend, then why are you with me?
True.
So in a relationship, you're my best. I'm going to make you my best friend at any cost. I will make sure you're happy. I will make sure you're successful in your life. I will be that woman who is behind a man.
Absolutely.
And I don't mind standing behind at all. I would be there to push you. But as much as I am there, be beside me or behind me, push me back as well. Like, or pull me up. Like, more than pushing, the word I use is pull. So I need a man who's a little higher than me so that he could just pull me up. Because I can be strong in the world out there, but when I come home and I share certain things, because being in the public, we all face certain Absolutely. Circumstances. When we come home, we do not even want to act strong.
Right.
We want somebody to like listen and be like, hey, babe, it's okay. You know, tomorrow, let's just think about this in a different perspective.
Oh,
I like that maturity.
To you. Absolutely.
I like that maturity. Not just someone who listens and be like, okay, na then call anita.
Exactly. Oh my god, look at him.
Harida, okay.
Finally. That happened like with my ex. It was that. It was toxic at one point. Like he never even called me pretty. And he would say, oh no, you have enough people on social media who calls you beautiful and pretty.
Yeah.
I was like, the world, what the world says, it doesn't matter. I don't even go check my comments and messages. If you are right in front
Absolutely.
Of me, if you cannot say that I am pretty and beautiful because I am your girl.
Shall we?
She
needs it. She needs
girl,
it.
Girl, you are stunning. If not,
you are so beautiful.
Thank
you're
you.
Gorgeous.
Thanks.
You have people to tell you.
No, because it's okay, like we always say, I'm not a feminist also.
Mm-mm.
So I just tell myself I'm beautiful and that's how I run on a daily basis. But when I have a man, I want that man to say, you know, I'm beautiful.
Absolutely.
And I used to ask, I used to dress up and ask, you know, why don't you even call me pretty?
Or like,
and
what do you think?
Yeah, what do you think? Like, I wore a nice dress. He would say like, Mera bhakti rona kiyana.
Wow.
Ew.
That's romantic.
I'm so glad you left.
Here.
And believe me or not,
isn't that the most romantic thing anyone can say?
I was in a relationship for about 1.5 years.
No, I feel.
Yeah, so, I mean, there were good parts also.
Absolutely.
I'm not mentioning about any boy friend, because at one point I've loved them and they've been there for
the good parts.
The good parts. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That too.
That bit.
But yes, we're gonna say.
So yeah, the it's are that if you're not a person who can have that conversation, because I've had people, I've gone on date and be like, I'm still figuring my life out, and they would have the audacity to say, just like you, I'm like, I have figured my life out.
Oof.
Where are you? No, I'm still at the juncture thinking, do I really like this job? And do I really want to, you know, I need to talk to my parents about it.
There's something I want to add to the communication part, right? I don't know if you went through it, but I have gone through it, and most of my friends have gone through it. Throughout our lives, we've been taught not to talk about things. Like, when we are with our friends.
Right. Guys. As guys.
Like, I'll be like, machang, I'm sad, then they will make fun of me, I'll never hear the end of it. Machang, I lost something. It's machang, my girlfriend broke up with me. Young, kamu getara. So, I'm so used to that. Like, that's how I've been.
Not to share your emotions.
I don't know how to explain it, but yeah, talking about things is not my strongest suit. My strongest suit is making fun of things and going around the bush, and somebody has to figure out between the lines what I'm actually trying to say. Thank you, Amanda, for that. So now you said your boyfriend said, you know, you expected him to say you're pretty, right?
Mm.
I feel that if that's something you need to inform him.
I have. Yeah. What do you
and
think
then,
I think?
And then if the guy is from some, like a... background.
we have a little guest.
Sorry.
Alright, and Takshi, you can continue from here. So yeah, you were telling us about something which I completely forgot about, but continue.
No, you were saying
how
your emotions
about how
started.
Oh yeah, so yeah. So
because you don't know how to communicate.
Guys, I try to make it as naturally as possible, but thanks. Takshi, we cut from here. Cut. Yeah, so I was saying that the society that I grew up with, the group of friends I grew up with, the family I was with, you know, it's like, walk it off, rub dirt on it. Yeah. So if you are to date a guy from maybe my generation, most probably, I think it's my generation thing. I think
we're in the same generation, aren't we?
I'm way older, trust me.
Like 40?
Yeah, almost.
We're still in the same generation.
Yeah, right. But, okay, then guys from the generation you are looking into,
yeah,
most probably they will have a hard time communicating. You may say, please communicate, please. It's going to take a long time before he understands what this means. Mm-hmm. Like, in the guy's head that you saying, he thinks he did something right. At that point, even that he said, for him, he seems like he has done a big thing. But you have to make sure he understands that, okay, that's not enough. Mm. And as a guy, you have to take that criticism. And, you know, you need to self-develop. In a relationship, it's about self-developing. You cannot get the correct guy on the day one.
Oh, true. Yeah.
So as you hang out with that person, you both evolve. You start doing things that he likes. He starts doing things that you like. For that, you need to give some space.
True.
You need to give some time. Mm. Right? You cannot be like on day one, tell me I'm pretty, damn it.
No. Yeah? I never ask people to tell me. Because yeah. I am pretty. It's just that
she just did. If you rewind this tape, she
No. She knows. She is self assured.
I know I am pretty. Oh. Right? It's just, really it's nice. Just that from my man.
Yeah. I'm talking about your man.
Exactly.
I'm not talking about anyone else.
Yes.
I'm talking about your man.
Right.
Who has communication problems. Mm-hmm. You need to give him time. Mm-hmm. Because if he's from my background, my generation, you know, where feelings were not spoken about, even, you know, you break an arm, you just put a tape and keep playing kind of a situation that we had.
Yeah.
It's hard to talk. It's very hard. And for that, I know you think it's easy. It's very hard. Like the moment we try to open that, you know, the whole, oh my God, remember my friends making fun of me. Oh my God, the last time I opened about it, someone threw it back at me. That is the worst thing.
Right.
You know, you tell someone something and then when you are fighting, they throw it back at you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the lowest. You know, they say, never hit a man when he's down. Like,
that is
you know,
the worst. Yeah, that's
because men, we keep it in. Like, we have it inside. No matter what, 10 years from now, I still remember that argument. I remember the thing you said that keeps playing in us. When we go to sleep, it goes like, oh, shit, am I that bad? Am I that useless? So for a guy to be able to communicate to you, one is he needs to understand that this is a safe place. And that will take a long time.
Yeah.
Even 3-4 years into your marriage, maybe 10 years, suddenly one day be like, okay, I feel safe now. Yeah, because the person will never know when you're going to be pissed. Mm-mm. And you're going to throw it back at him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that can hurt him so much. Mm-hmm. And then he doesn't talk about that hurt. He keeps it in. He collects it. He collects it. He collects it. And what happened? Pop goes the visa.
Yeah.
That's where you get a really, a man who's like totally broken down.
Mm-hmm.
And that.
Or cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese.
Yep. Yep.
Cheese. Cheddar cheese.
Okay.
No.
Brie.
And when the guy comes to that level, I feel like there's no coming back. Like, he's broken. A man can break. Man's egos, as I said in the first podcast, very fragile. Can break like this.
Right. But then given the time we're in, the only thing that guys have at least seen the whole it's okay to talk about your feelings and
but
all that.
But that's the thing. It
that's
has
what
been,
he asked me.
I
right?
keep saying that. People say it's okay to talk, but it's been proven over and over again it's not okay.
No. Let me re-emphasize on the fact that, okay, about my ex, certain things that I would want. Everything comes down to the basic concept of knowing the love language.
Right.
It's not your love language. It's about understanding how does she want to be loved? What is her way? What is her language? You got to cater her love language when loving her.
Absolutely. So what is your love language? Tell me, like, in one sentence. I don't want the whole thing.
No. So love language is a basic word.
No. Love language is something where someone can show love, which she understands.
I want a...
Like, a cooking can be hugging.
Some words of affirmation. No.
Yeah, I want assurance and...
So literal words.
Appreciation. Yeah.
That's love language?
Yeah.
There are types of love.
I mean, a little things like, you know, giving flowers would also come into my love language. But basics is like, you got to communicate. My main is, because I have a lot to talk. Since small days, I've been the person to come home and talk a lot to my mother. So then my...
What?
What did you say?
I said you look pretty.
Oh my God, what the hell? Right? So for me, I know I am a person who wants to talk.
Right.
But... I'm just taking from my ex's example, the previous relationship. Whereas I know that's not his love language.
Absolutely.
Correctly said by Yo, where he doesn't want to talk. He's very silent. He would be there listening to me. But I would expect a comeback for my situation and my story. But I know he's not a person to come home and be like, okay, this happened, after this is what happened. Obviously, I cannot expect that.
Right.
So I have definitely given that environment. And to anyone who comes on board, I will. And probably the last person that I liked, I mean, this is not about the relationship. And there was this person who came with all green flags.
UNP.
That's so bro.
That's so late.
How would I know when to claim this? You have already said it. No, so when you get comfortable with such uncomfortable situations of when you say, he's trying to signal you, just stick to that. Okay, can we just take that?
You keep talking, the video camera's on.
Right, okay. So when it comes to getting comfortable with such uncomfortable situations is a very bad red flag also, because at one point after 1.5 years you realize, you know, this man is still not opening up to me. He doesn't call me beautiful and pretty, but he goes on Instagram and to his friends he would be like, oh, you look like a queen.
Wait, is it for dudes or for chicks?
Excuse me, what? No,
I'm just talking about dudes. Right?
He comments on dudes photos.
Women.
So yeah, that is not a green flag. That's definitely the reddest of red.
So I was just thinking,
Fire Nation.
I have accommodated. I'm such a person. I would accommodate the love language to next level. You know, you want to be you in relationship. I want you to be just you, nothing else. So if you do not prefer certain things, or okay, fine, I understand. If your eye contact is something that I have to take as, oh, you told me pretty from your eyes. I would take that.
Oh, okay.
I got comfortable with it, which is why I'm saying at one point it is a red flag. You're not supposed to be comfortable with red flags.
Interesting.
But now that there's a guy who also gives me a lot of space, you know, accepts my career, now that I'm going into becoming a sports anchor, that I'm traveling and all that, he would give all the space. And I would be like, you did not call me during the weekend. Why? Is anything wrong? No. You were on a trip with your friends. I just wanted you to enjoy and come back. And I'm like, that's way too much
so bro.
Of green. Yeah, that's yeah. a bro.
That's, a bro.
That's so bro.
That's way too much of green flags. Whereas I have been in a toxic one and I've been got so used to the toxicity. Whereas I expect someone to call me and be like, okay, where are you? Like, you know, are you done with the trip? Did you have your dinner? Like,
which would you prefer?
Someone who leaves her alone.
In between.
So let her enjoy the day, but check in the night.
Check in.
Right.
Did you?
Just be like, hey,
I mean, I love getting messages. I love getting notifications of, you know, checking, okay, are you all right? How's your day going? You know, yeah. Remember, I love you and I love your smile. And all that. I get those.
Right.
I would prefer getting those. But it's not, my ex used to be like, oh, you went for a lunch with friends? I was like, yeah, okay, it's 2 p.m. Like, Kevin, I'm getting a bed.
Wow.
I'm like, you do not go to have lunch. Yeah, I know.
What a stand-up chap.
No, no. So then it's like, you do not go to have lunch with your friends to eat. You go to hang out. Absolutely. Like, you know, to have a conversation and all that. So it's not controlling. So I was in a controlled relationship. Even though I called myself being strong outside, I realized I was trapped for a while. But then what I want is in between where someone checks out very nicely. Oh, have a good time. Have fun with your friends and come home. It's okay. And all that. So, like, coming back to what you said. I know that was a very long answer. Yes, it's okay for guys to be like that. And guys are like that. They do have ego. At any point, if we bring feminism concept to a relationship, I do not believe in feminism. I believe, you know, there is a set of roles a woman has to do. And a set of rules the guy has to play. Absolutely. That's exactly how the world is built. You cannot just go on to say, oh, I am also
like
a man.
Puzzle. It fits in.
It fits in. And as a mother, you have certain responsibilities to take care of because your body is built to be a mother, not a man's body, because you can take that. So do not complain about it. And the mother's affection versus father's affection, they're two different affections. So we got to understand, you know, a mother cannot just go campaign and be like, okay, if my husband can do it, I also can do it. Okay, as much as I respect people who do that, I do not believe in that.
Yeah, personal.
So Resh, advice that you would give your younger self about dating? Like if your O-level self is here, that dude from Korea was still somewhere there.
Nah.
What would you say to your younger self?
Interesting. I would say watch their behavior and see if their words match their behavior. So if a guy is going to say, I'm going to do the dishes today. If the guy is like, just give me 1 minute. I'm just playing with my friends. I'll do it later. Note that and see if it happens. And then you need to address it as soon as possible.
Oh. But does that mean that you're going to go...
No, it's like, I think simply put, do not ignore red flags.
Do not ignore red flags. Right. Observe. Be very observant.
It's not about the dishes, I don't think.
No, it's not. It's not. But it's...
No, it's the woman's role. Remember she said? The puzzle?
No.
She will do the dishes.
But see, he has to do the dishes.
Okay. It's not about, again, it's not about that women, we have to do dishes. There's nothing like, I'm talking about the role as a woman. Men can do dishes.
Absolutely.
Men can do it. We can do anything. Girls can do it.
We can do anything that girls.
No. I've got couples who actually balance it out where like they
absolutely.
Yeah, because
I think it should be one of those things where if I cook,
you wash.
You
should
wash.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best. Yeah. Like if I cook, you wash. If you cook, I wash. Yeah. That's the
it's
same.
It's very
system.
Bad in this generation. It's very bad to expect a working woman to come home and do it all.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
You know, do the laundry, do the dishes, cook and, you know, clean and everything. It's so not fair.
Absolutely. I feel like you said you were going to do it all if you rewind this story.
No.
It doesn't matter.
I'm just playing with you. I'm just playing with you. I
do
understand everything you're saying. Yeah. I understand. I'm just playing with you.
I know.
I'm playing with her. So.
Literally.
Not literally.
No!
Happily married.
Yashan's wife.
I said literally from words.
From words. Sometimes she mistakes a couple of words here and there, you know. So
going back to my response, yes, observe someone's behavior and watch out for red flags. Also, communicate how you feel. Your feelings are as valid as theirs. Mm-hmm. So there would be instances where I would feel very uncomfortable, but... And this would be during one of my ex's like really angry moments. And then I'd be like, I shouldn't tell them that this makes me feel uncomfortable. It'll wear off. It lasts 3 days. I get ghosted and then he comes up and he's like, hi, love, how are you? And I'm like, well, he's back to being normal. That's great. Yeah. No.
What about your mother? What advice would you give your
younger self?
O-level, A-level self about dating.
Talk to girls, bro.
What to expect.
Sounds scary, talk to girls.
What to expect in the future.
I think the biggest thing I had growing up was the fact that I was really afraid of how I looked.
Right. Yeah, I've heard the story.
Yeah, and that was something that was held against me as well. There's the positive, the thing you're supposed to say, which is looks don't matter and all that. But I've come to realize that looks really do.
I think it does.
I think especially when it comes to dating.
Why did you look at me? Why do you go, it does?
Because it looks fancy. Because you look fantastic.
You look, yeah. Huh. I mean, I seconded what he said.
Yeah.
But you could have seconded it.
Look at the ceiling.
Yeah, it does.
You are the next best thing to look at.
Compliments? I don't know how to process
that.
Now you have to make eye contact and say, thank you for the compliment.
Thank you for the compliment.
That's okay. Well,
that's creepy as shit.
You're welcome.
I think looks really do matter. Yeah. Right. So the one thing I'm supposed to say is, looks don't really, you know what I mean? It fades over time. What I'm going to say is, they really do. And if you have an issue with how you look, there's always ways to fix it. Either you fix your diet or you go to gym or something, you work out. That would be my advice. Because as much as you hate to admit it, a majority of the time that you seem approachable by the opposite gender, and like large companies also apparently, is if you look a certain aesthetic. So if you want to fit in that aesthetic, there are plenty of ways to do that. Do that.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Stop eating cheesecake.
What about you?
Simply, I would say to my younger self, hang on, because it gets better little by little.
I love that.
Hang on is where, you know, whatever, you know, we climb a mountain and always there's a, you know, way back as well. So do not get too excited when you climb, when you come to the top or the climax. And also, if it's a drop, also don't get too sad or don't get sunk in it. Because I've also gone into these deep therapies and depression and all of that. I know. But then do not sulk when it's like too sad. Or like don't get yourself distracted a lot. And also when you're really happy and excited, be humble about it and stay down to earth. So both instances, just hang on.
Beautiful.
All right.
Yoshi, you didn't answer.
Yeah, Yosh.
Mr. Host.
Just be kind to yourself. That's awesome. Oh.
Beautiful.
Be kind to yourself. Like, we take a situation and we are really harsh. And sometimes, most of the time, it's out of our control.
Right.
And if it's out of our control, we just pray for the best and be positive. And, you know, things will always work out the way it was supposed to.
Right. That being said, all right, and these are things that we should watch out for and things you want to tell you, like the younger you.
Don't give up.
Don't give up, right.
Never give up.
Yeah.
Don't just go with the flow.
Right.
No. What I meant was be kind to yourself.
Right.
Like, she could, you know, be like, I don't want to date you. I don't want to see you, you know, say something hurtful. But don't take that to heart. Like, she's just a school kid. What the hell does she know?
Yeah, right. True. Yeah?
And also, it's out of your control. You did the best. It's not... Okay, if you've done something wrong, okay, I understand. But right. If you believe you have not done something wrong, you are also a kid. You don't know anything,
right?
You think what you have done is the right thing. So all this is learning steps.
True.
So you shouldn't like push yourself to a corner and be like, everyone hates me, you know. Everyone looks at me the same way this person does, you know. And like corner yourself and disappear. That's something that I try to do so many times.
Stay positive.
Right.
Stay positive.
Don't give up.
But at the same time, be not kind to yourself.
Yeah. And also about do not ignore red flags. As much as we say that, also when green flags come in, like I said, the nice guy who was talking, we get really scared because we've gone through so many red flags. And when
it's such a trauma response.
Yeah. And when the green flags come in, we're just thinking, oh, you're so true to be true.
Yeah, or it's a trap. Or it's like, you're just faking it.
So then you're scared. You're just pushing away the nicest man sometimes.
So now we have come to the best part of our podcast tonight. We have a special game. Okay. All right. So the game is there's a bowl of questions. Hold on a minute.
That's the brawl.
This is a brawl.
So there's some questions in there. Give me a moment, please.
Sorry.
Children. There's a bunch of questions in there, and each one of us will pick it out randomly. Mm-hmm. For example, if Rashali picks one, then she gets to decide which one will get to answer that specific question.
3 seconds.
Within 3 seconds, you need to formulate an answer. It cannot be, that we, e, us, u, we.
Someone really has to time this. Because
yeah, I will time it. Or we can just count 1, 2, 3 seconds.
But then how
I have
a
timer.
You have a timer.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Within 3 seconds, you need to formulate your answer. You cannot beat about the bush. The other three are the judge. They will decide if you have beat about the bush.
Right.
And
you bashed about the bush.
Your answer is not proper.
Oh, pressure.
It's not in the 3 seconds mark, and the other three decide that you have really not answered up to the mark. We have some atomic, spicy demon wings from hell.
Oh my god.
They need to eat it.
One wing.
One wing for each mistake.
You want to get the tissues as well? So yeah. When people cry.
Yeah, I do not want to ruin my lipstick. I know.
No, that's gonna go.
I mean, all right.
Let's say. You don't have to eat the whole wing. You have to take a bite of the wing.
Okay.
Right.
Big bite.
A big bite. Yeah. The three will decide if the bite is valid or not.
Oh. Wow.
The all right. So that's
the council meeting.
That's the spicy. So
it smells good.
Yeah. Don't worry.
That's what she said.
All right. So since Amanda starts with the letter A.
Oh. So does she.
Yeah, yeah, so you get to choose who gets to pick up.
That's why we're sitting over here. Right.
You have the timer ready? You have the timer ready?
Yeah.
I will love to pass this chance on to you. And say, I want to ask you this.
But how do you know what the question is? First, you have to look at the question.
I will pick the question for you, sweetheart. You
will. So you will have to answer this. All right. You can take this closer to you. You have the box of tissues up also?
Yeah, the timer is right here, right?
So you time. Within 3 seconds, you have to start answering.
Okay. I'm gonna be...
Start answering within 3 seconds or answer within 3 seconds?
You have to start answering within 3 seconds.
Okay. So you have time. You have 2 seconds to think.
2 seconds to think.
Okay. How long should my answer be? Because we have taken a lot of time.
When you want you to stop, I'll tell you stop.
Okay.
Your answer should not stop.
Okay, there you go. Are you ready?
I think so.
How do you handle rejection or being turned down for a second date?
Two, I would just say I saw her.
She said ah. Wait, let me see the umpire. What do you say?
I say there's 3 seconds, 3:50 about there.
What
no,
do you say?
Stopped at some point.
Okay. What do you say? I think she said ah for like a long time.
Okay, what do I have to do?
Take a wing.
Good luck, my champions.
Where are the tissues?
Tissues.
I
have it.
That's a question that I got to really think.
Yep.
Because I've never been rejected. Success rate.
Never been rejected, and she's like, nobody calls me pretty.
No, the right people.
Yeah, I
mean, the right people don't call me pretty.
A lot of people have called me pretty. My other exes have called me beautiful. I was just referring to a scenario with my ex.
I'm sure the Tuk uncle will be.
Before we start, I would recommend you take the tissue to touch this thing and then go with that.
Oh my
god. Okay, you have to take a big ass bite.
Here I go.
Please use this photo for the thumbnail, Takshi.
No. Okay.
Wow,
it's
straight off the bat, we have a very chunky wing.
I think all wings are a bit chunky. Okay, here we go.
Big bite. Give me a big bite.
You got this.
This is a small ass bite.
Okay, eat a little more.
Yes, please.
Let's take some time.
Well, count to only fans account as well.
All right. Meanwhile,
that is actually spicy.
All right, Resh, you get to pull the next question.
No. She gets to pull the next question.
Oh, right. Yeah, she gets.
Okay.
Okay. You can put it down. You can have some water.
How's that going, Ash?
Is it actually spicy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn. I bought the spicy drinks there.
Yasha.
You're going to wipe your tongue?
No. This is not OnlyFans.
This is going to be a few.
This is not an OnlyFans.
All right. Pick.
Okay. You can pick who you want to ask the question from.
First point, who you want to ask the question from.
Uh-huh.
But point, who do you want to ask the question from?
Okay. First I have to choose
that?
Okay, Resh. Okay. Oh, no. It's like when you don't look at the teacher and then she chooses you.
Question. This question couldn't have come to a better person.
Oh my god.
Say it.
Okay. Stands on ghosting and ending communication without explanation. They should be crucified.
But I wish you got a chance to taste the...
She will at the end of the show. All right, next question.
You get to pick.
Who do you pick?
Okay. Yoshi. I pick Yoshi.
Yes. Next.
Okay. Wait. Okay.
What are your thoughts on long distance relationships?
Hard.
Wait, that is really...
Like that.
I answered hard. What else do you want me to say?
The thought is hard.
It's hard. Long distance relationship is hard.
Alright.
You don't agree with me?
Y'all can choose to not agree with this.
Yeah, you can
I
say...
I don't agree.
Long distance is not hard?
No.
Just for him to try out the way. I agree with you too.
I also have a different experience.
I told you. There's no right or wrong answer for this. Mm-mm. It's what I believe in. I believe
the three should overrule.
What? There's no right answer.
But also, we would like to discuss.
While Yoshan eats his wing, we can discuss.
Yoshan. Wait, hold on here.
I'm sorry that the rules are not followed.
I agree.
But Amanda doesn't know how to play Uno also.
That being hard.
All right, the next question.
But thank you.
Time.
But he's the one who said he doesn't agree.
Well, this is not debate. It's just the answer, whatever. He just wanted me to eat a chicken.
Yep.
I was hungry as hell.
I wish I had time to eat chicken.
You can. Eat.
Okay, I'm sure next person.
Ready? Set? Describe your perfect date.
1, 2, 3. Oh, there you go.
I am so bad at this.
Eat.
Okay, eat. I'll eat the same one. Okay.
Yeah.
You actually thought you were getting you a new week.
Part one.
Describe your best date.
Interesting. Amanda, what is your best date? Or like, describe your best date. I want to know.
I'm sorry, Takshi keeps showing me while there's chicken and everything in my face and all of it. Thanks, Takshi.
That's the thumbnail.
Don't show me. I'm enjoying my
chicken. I want to say the whole just going out to dinner thing is kind of like overrated. Like we've done that like a billion times.
Netflix and chill?
Yes, ending should be that.
Mm. If you can afford Netflix now. Go ahead. Next question, please.
I think it should be also something on the lines of, I want to go explore. I want to go see something exciting, not a movie, but like a museum, something that sparks creativity. Then go have something which is, for some reason, I really want Italian food right now because I'm really hungry. And then Netflix.
Italian only food.
This is rapid fire.
All right, that's the answer to the question. Yes, Italian not only food.
Rapid fire is going really fast.
This is rapid fire?
It's supposed to be.
Oh, you okay,
the wings are huge, Roshan.
So take a bite.
Ah, it's burning. I see, I never got such easy questions.
Point at someone.
Who?
Okay, I'm under.
Right. I'm starting my own timer.
Wait.
Sex on a first date.
Yes.
That was 88. You?
Millisecond.
I answered faster than that.
No.
And I still had to eat my chicken.
Here, I always... both the questions that I got were too descriptive. Like, I had to think.
Amanda, can you get another one and ask her?
Yeah,
ask her another question.
Yeah. Please. Like yes or no question.
I want to see Rashali cry.
Yeah, actually. Ask Rashali.
Hey.
If it's a descriptive one, ask Rashali. If it's a...
This is descriptive. Because I wrote the last part of the question.
Rashali. Oh my God. Wait, here.
Do her, Papa.
I want Rashali to go.
Do me?
Come on, you can say all nonsense all day. I say one and you get a...
I'm scared.
Alright, Rashali.
Sex on the first day.
Yeah, if the vibe is vibe.
Do a vibe is vibe.
Alright, wait for the entire question,
okay,
right?
Okay.
Dating someone who has kids, yes or no, and why?
No, because I don't want to have to look after someone else's kids. If they're cute kids, I might consider.
That's it. Good.
I wish I got that. I had a different
one. You would have probably said, I need another piece of chicken. Go, Rish, take another question.
Oh, another question.
See, if it's a short answer, just...
You don't have to answer it. Finish the answer in 3 seconds. You just need to start in 3 seconds.
But to think
who are you gonna ask?
The best date.
But...
Rapid fire.
Ash.
Okay.
Thoughts on dating multiple people at once?
No. I would say no, because that complicates and you can't remember who you spoke to last time.
Oh, dude!
Wait, is this experience?
No, it's not.
Whoa. she said that so effortlessly. Like, she never even practiced right. She just...
Next question. Take it.
It's questions.
My
Oh, okay.
Who was going to ask?
Yosh.
Okay. Let me start eating now itself. No matter if I keep
ready?
The...
Three, yeah. Two. A planned birthday or a surprise party?
Surprise.
Fine. Yo, start.
Yo.
Do I have to eat now?
No.
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 Oh.
You have literally finished the first chicken and I'm still...
I still have a bit more.
My tongue is burning, my lips are burning.
You okay, pumpkin?
Oh my gosh.
I want to ask this question from you, but unfortunately I'm going to give you a break because I feel bad
thanks,
for you.
Thanks, honey.
So I'm going to wait for Resh.
Wow.
Talk to me, big boy.
The anticipation.
How important is physical attraction before dating?
Very important.
Very. Time?
Yeah, I had it ready. Answered.
Resh,
you
ask.
Can't catch me. I'm on the...
Yeah.
And I know, I saw you, you were like, I'm waiting for my
care. You okay?
Interesting. Thoughts on dating in the workplace, go.
Working and dating.
No, he cheated. He cheated. He gets to it.
He gets to it.
He cheated.
Yay,
this game is rigged, guys. All of us are hungry. We're all waiting for
can
this
I ask
chicken.
Can I have some tissue, please?
Tissue.
Yeah, I want more tissue. Thank you. Alright.
I'm also like curious to see this now. I'm the only one who hasn't tried. I'm a champ.
It's yum, but then my lips are there. Yeah.
I understand what you mean now. Everything's a terrible move.
It's okay, just do it. Oh my god, guys.
There's like chili pieces on
there
it.
There are chili pieces on this.
Ah, big bang. Oh wow. I mean,
men don't play.
Getting the hands dirty also.
Right, go ahead. Next
he's
question.
Gone right in there.
Takshi's like, don't touch my mic. Here's wet wipes. Here, wet wipes.
There you go. I'm going to ask a question from F.
Get the time on. Shall I? I'll do the time.
That's me.
Hold on.
Oh, me?
All right, ready? Ask the question.
Make the whole question. How successful are dating apps? Have you used one and how successful has it been?
I haven't used dating apps and for some it has been successful. For me, I have no clue and I do not want.
Alright. Like she was ready for that. Okay, go, ask. I feel like everyone's improving their game.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you don't give us to go back in time and reflect and think, okay, what was the best date? Okay, Amanda.
No, he just asked. You can ask him.
I can't ask him. Okay, Resh. Mm. One-night stands have their advantages. Do you agree?
Hold on.
Hey, that gives him...
Yeah, that. Throw that question. Take another one. Hold on.
Damn.
All right, ready.
It's good chicken.
How invasive have your parents or close friends been in a relationship?
Go.
Very
one,
invasive.
One, two, three. Kanada.
Take a chicken.
Flashbacks. That was the delay.
Flashbacks.
Yeah, exactly. That happens.
Okay. I have a very
small stomach.
I'm telling you, no matter how you try, there's no escaping it.
Okay.
Cosmo
tissue.
It's a tissue.
Should I like bond it up and throw it in?
Shall I give you wet wipes too?
No.
You're very bad at.
It's not me, the wind blew the tissue away.
Richard's gonna die by the way.
All right.
Just anybody who's paying attention. If you can get it closer to Richard, that'd be great.
All right, you are enjoying that wink, honey.
Can I ask the question on your behalf?
Yes.
Because I feel I feel like your eyes are also changing colors.
Yeah, my eyes are starting to tear.
Who are you gonna ask?
I really wanna enjoy I don't like it.
Amanda.
What does a healthy
Hold on. The timer is already. Okay, ready.
What does a healthy relationship look like to you?
The one Roshan and Johnny have.
Ooh, nice. All right.
Okay. It's like it's almost like I wrote these questions myself.
And he has already prepared.
Yeah, but not really. I just had to say something quickly.
I'm not gonna lie, though. These ones spiced as heck. Okay. So good.
So good. So I really want to get my hands into it and eat, but you know I don't like attention when I eat.
That's another thing. There you go.
Another thing for the green flag man. Don't give her attention when she eats.
Look the other way.
Tell her she's pretty. What else?
And this final thing, Ash, someone ready the time?
Yep.
There you go. That's my champion.
One, two, go.
What is the age boundary for dating, older and younger?
After 18 and older is any time till you die.
No, not for you.
Ah, for me?
Wrong answer.
No.
Wrong answer. No. Wait, we'll ask the referees. What do you say?
I say wrong answer.
I said wrong answer too.
Chicken it out. You don't even have to bite it, just lick the sauce.
Same thing, no?
It's finished, that's just bones.
Hey, Rash, how's it going?
It's grand.
Is it?
It's like you want to keep eating it, but like...
Like a red flag man.
Okay, here we go.
Good. Big bite.
We need zoom in features.
That doesn't cover a big bite. You finished that entire thing.
Like, you see how I pulled the entire bone out when I ate it?
Like...
There you go.
Well, that's gonna be on the internet forever.
Dude.
Ah, no?
Alright, you ask next question.
This is yours.
We will make this the last three, yeah?
Well, I mean, that's...
Sorry, I'm on the... How is that?
I have another bag box.
Okay, I'm on the...
Oh, do you?
Ah, no, I can't ask
you. You can't. You have to ask other one.
Okay, go. How true...
Wait. Time.
We'll all take a second to...
Oh, yeah.
It's spicy. I don't have chicken pieces. No, you're good girl.
After we upload, we'll see. Can you check in the camera, please? Please put in the comments.
All right.
Okay. Who are you? How true is the 3-date policy?
True.
How true?
Very true.
No. You did not
answer. 3 seconds and 3 minutes.
3-day policy is very true.
What is 3-day
policy? What is a 3-day policy?
I don't know, but I do agree with it.
I have no clue what this is.
The I also don't know what it is. Does the council agree with that answer? I say no.
No, I say no.
Eat a piece of chicken.
Can I finish this?
No, eat.
Third umpire.
You have to lick the sauce. You have to dip it in the sauce.
Roshan will proceed to lick the sauce and then dip it in the sauce.
Ayo, I'm wearing white. He got it on the seat also.
Well, you wanted me to lick the sauce apparently.
My question is, Roshali, what is a 3-day policy?
Yeah, I know too.
The 3-day policy is that...
3-day policy.
3-day policy.
To call back.
No.
Yeah, it's you have to respond or he
you have to
needs
wait 3 days before you call the person.
Or you understand, yeah. You take 3 dates to understand whether you really want to.
You have sex after the 3rd date.
No, I don't know
where y'all learned this from. What brown girls are you brought up from?
Yeah, okay.
But I watch, no, I don't watch Friends. I watch How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, that's why he's single.
Yeah, no, but like genuinely though.
3 dates? You wait 3 dates and then see you.
Fair.
Yeah.
You wait 3 days to call the person back, you're not going to have a second date.
That is so true.
3 dates. I heard 3 days.
No, it said 3-date policy.
Date.
Yeah. I heard 3 days.
After 3rd date, seal the deal.
You did the question wrong, so you had to eat another piece.
You're already sealing the deal in the first statement.
Yeah, exactly.
I honestly heard you saying three...
I said 3 dates policy.
I misheard it.
Yeah. Okay, you're
all right, we'll have...
Do you need more chicken, by the way?
Sorry?
Do you need more chicken?
I have one more box.
I'm like leisurely eating this while dying on the side. I'm sorry.
All right, this question's for Amanda.
Yay!
Yay!
I want chicken.
Time, please.
I'll time it.
We need more chicken on.
Okay. I have a box. Oops.
Can I open that for you? Are you
going?
What a champion. What an able-bodied person. All right.
Who's timing?
Amanda.
Amanda's timing his own thing.
No, he cheats.
He cheats? What if he just wants a chicken?
Ladies, he cheats.
I cheat. That's true. But at least you know what you're going in.
At least he's a gentleman about it.
At least I'm a gentleman about it. You know exactly what you're getting into. Communication. Oh, well.
Alright.
Person who's dying one or person who's dying two, would you like time?
But this is like... Okay.
Are you tearing?
I'm about to, I guess.
Okay.
Ask me.
Bring it up.
Alright.
The time frame to introduce your partner to your family?
Six months.
Three, go, go, go. No.
I really couldn't think of something.
No.
You're like, never.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Rash.
The brown people get it.
You know what? We'll not give him chicken. Let him lick the sauce.
Actually, lick the sauce.
Can I have it with a piece of chicken?
Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
with an existing...
Whoa. All right, so this will be the last question for the day.
you really need to get a sponsor for the chicken.
Well, we need to get a sponsor. Hello, people who gave us chicken this time. Would you like to sponsor chicken next time? Please reach out to your shop.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, so you eat the last question and we'll wrap the whole thing up.
You take a piece of chicken, you take all the sauce from...
Do you want her to do it for you? Can you do it for him?
And do what? And feed him?
No, why do you want to feed him? Why do you want to make things everything non-child friendly?
Feeding is so child friendly.
This is not a child friendly podcast to start with. Is it? Was that the way?
The jokes will go over their heads.
Ah.
Like when you watch Disney for the second time.
As an adult.
I felt it. Oh yeah, what is the question?
I think who wanted the sauce? You. Go enough ahead. Sauce.
Madi. Lick it, bro.
Ah, there you go. Take
lick
it.
Lick it.
Don't lick it. It's not child friendly.
If I lick it, it's gonna look very, very.
Lick it, bro.
Yeah, because
I licked it.
Yeah.
You lick it.
It was very ugly.
Thanks.
That's a joke.
S at least has to make a comeback in this.
At least Resh says I'm cute. That's a nicer way to say people are.
I'll at least lick it. This
are
is
you like
lick it. Lick it.
Yeah.
It's flexing.
For
oh my god.
Can I unsee that?
Should we call the fire department?
Oh my god, yeah.
His tongue is on fire.
Oh my god, his eyes are tearing.
From joy. Right, the final question. Amanda,
yeah,
do the honors. I will do the timing.
I love you for it.
Who are you going to ask the question from?
Rashadi.
All right, then I'll do the timing. So this is the final question of the day. In case that you have some questions that you would like to ask us, please put it in the comment section or let us know on Instagram or whatever mode of communication. What's your name on Instagram, Amanda?
Amanda.
What's yours?
Ashing Sunny.
And yours?
Rashali1905.
Is that your birthday?
And your
1905? You're old.
And let us know if you would like to, if Resh and I, you know, if you want Resh and I to come back.
Yes.
Oh, I saw that going like, if you want to invite us or something. Yeah.
For a night of chicken.
Okay, there you go.
And I know they're not letting me say, but I'm Yoshimoshi89. Thank you for letting me say.
I directed it.
All right. Amanda, please ask the question as I start the timer. Takshi is really, really pissed at the moment.
Rashali, what is your stance on splitting the bill?
Oh, interesting. First date, but I'm just like, you know, saying.
Oh, interesting.
Go, girl.
Okay.
You got a win, girl.
All right, so we will be wrapping up our show today. Amanda, anything you want to say before we close?
Ooh.
Thank you for watching. We love you.
Thank you for watching. We love you. And our next podcast will be about stress.
Stress.
And we hope to bring a special guest also for that. We are working on it. If you have anything you want to ask about stress or comment anything about stress, let us know so that we can incorporate you also into our podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today. I am Yoshan Pereira. This is
Rashali De Silva.
Yeah. And that's that woman.
Ashing Sunny Veerasingha. And thank you very much, guys, for having us on
Thank you for having us.
We will definitely have you guys back again.
Absolutely.
For future episodes.
Actually, yeah. We had so much fun.
Yeah.
And the chicken was yeah.
That's so bro. That's so bro. That's and that over there is our
star. Amanda.
Guys, thank you so much for watching. We love doing this. We love having you guys on board. Thanks so much for joining.
Thank you.
And we will see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
And goodbye.
That's so bro.